Unit 2. Dollars and Cents. Page 29.
The crash. Why did it happen? Most economists and historians believe that the main cause of the 1929 Wall Street crash was the unrealistic expectations of investors. In the years leading up to the crash, the stock market offered the possibility of making huge amounts of money. On October 22nd, a famous professor of economics, who was quoted in the New York Times, predicted steady increases in the stock market. And so people continued buying shares as they had been doing all along, confident that their value would soon rise. So no one was prepared when, 2 days later, the price of shares began to fall. Desperate, stockholders began to sell. By the time the market closed that day, 13 million shares had been sold. People who had invested their entire life savings in stocks suddenly found themselves penniless. Businesses went bankrupt, and banks were forced to close as customers rushed to withdraw their money. But the financial crisis was not yet over. On October 29th, the stock market crashed. By the end of the day, later nicknamed Black Tuesday, the market had fallen over $14 billion, compared to the entire U.S. government budget of $3 billion for that year. Stockbrokers screamed as hysterical investors were led away by the police. On that day, the United States lost more money than it had spent during all of the First World War. Although less than 1% of the American people actually possessed stocks and shares, the Wall Street crash had a tremendous impact on the entire population. When the crash began in 1929, fewer than 2 million Americans, out of a population of about 125 million, were unemployed. In 1930, 8 million were jobless. In 1931, 13 million were without work. The unemployment rate reached its peak between 1932 and 1933, when a third of the national labor force, about 16 million men and women, had no jobs. Construction stopped almost entirely. Established industries like publishing and the railroads failed. It was not only the unskilled workers who suffered. White-collar workers joined the ranks of the unemployed, and even the professional class was affected. 6 out of 7 architects had to find an alternative way of supporting themselves and their families. In some places, 1 out of 3 doctors went out of business. People who had become rich returned the fancy new cars they had bought on credit. Many were evicted from their homes. Everyone knew someone who had lost his or her livelihood. Some men, so embarrassed at being unemployed, would leave their homes each morning dressed up in business suits and carrying empty briefcases.